The group called Media Trackers says the Bad River Tribe is guilty of, quote, massive Clean Water Act violations, unquote, at its wastewater treatment plant. Bad River is championed protecting Lake Superior from a proposed open-pit iron ore mine in the nearby Pinocchio Hills. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says they self-reported violations to the EPA and have invested $1.6 million in the past 2 years to fix those violations.
And that's far different than dealing with groundwater aquifer poisoning and sulfuric acid mine drainage that we stand opposed to. The linkage that is trying to be made for political gains here on the mining issue is absolutely sickening.
In an email response to Wisconsin Public Radio, the EPA says they've been working with Bad River to improve operations at the wastewater plant. While still not in full compliance, they say discharge quality has improved and violations have been resolved. Media Trackers spokesman Brian Sikma in Milwaukee says the release of their report is not politically timed.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't until the past couple of days that all this information became available through the Freedom of Information Act request, and the EPA finally confirmed some of the data to us. So the scheduling is simply a matter of trying to get to the bottom here and dealing with government agencies that were taking their time in getting back to us.
Whether it was politically motivated or not, Republican State Representatives Severson and Klenke put out a news release citing the report and touting the iron ore mining legislation. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.